DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Stealth Anatomical Innerwear, the revolutionary new stealth system for male enhancement. Stealth welcomes you to discover the latest and most effective male enhancement underwear on the market today. Going far beyond popular pouches, slings, and padding that other brands offer, only our design actually lengthens the penis up to twice its normal flaccid size while adding plenty of extra girth. Check them out at stealthformen.com and don't forget to use the very special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a swelling savings. Ha ha ha! Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the stealth-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. Hello. You know, this is the first sponsor that I actually went to their page right after you said it.
Now, why would that be? Why would that be?
It makes my penis longer?
Yes, and thank you, Turniped, for providing us with that sponsor for this evening. I guess it works like this. It is a sleeve that goes over your penis that makes it appear larger within your underwear. So it just keeps it stretched out so that it doesn't turtle inside your underwear.
I want one of those.
As I've said many times. You know what? Greetings from Nowhere coming up right after us here. So, you know, you're going to yell at me for this. But there is an instructional video as to how to fit yourself for those. Would you like to hear a little bit of that? Here's how you would measure yourself for the Stealth. Let's see.
Stealth is a revolutionary new innerwear for men.
Yes.
The Stealth sizing calculator has been created to accurately determine the correct size for each individual.
In other words, don't use AOL inches.
Simply follow the three-step instructions.
Three steps.
Step one. In the flaccid state, secure the glands using your thumb and first two fingers.
Now what? They're basically saying grab the head. They're saying secure the gland.
Well, they're trying
then
to make it sound very
the
like
penis to full length.
What? Sound what?
Using a rule,
scientific.
Press 1/2 inch into the fat pad toward the pubic.
Into the fat pad. You've got to shove the ruler down into the fat pad. And then
we all know how to do that because that's how you get the most inches when you're measuring for those AOL inches.
Anyway, check them out. It's $30 basically. I checked.
I might get one of those.
Now, you know, I'm not saying anything that people don't know because everyone is seniors. but why would you feel you needed that? You have a perfectly
because I have a grower, not a shower, and when it's in the underwear, it just shrivels up to like nothing. The only thing is though, it still seems like no matter how long this made you or whatever, it would still not show because I don't know, your jeans, if they're tight, they constrict it no matter what.
No, so it's got ceramic woven into the, so that's like a semi-stiff tube, which is why they're going through all the measurement stuff.
So you measure
both the girth and the length of your flaccid penis, and then it keeps it to its, how do you put this delicately? It keeps it stretched to its most largest flaccid size. How's that?
But it's still you. It's still your size. It's
right,
just
yeah,
making
no,
you
yeah.
more visible.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it would be, you know, like if you were, you know, well, I don't know what it would be like.
I don't know
it,
where it, I would wear
if,
that, though. I
mean, if, well, you could wear it anywhere. They say you can even wear it under swimwear.
Right, but I don't know where I would wear it. Like, I'm not going to go to church, you know. You know, that's some one place you don't want your flaccid penis to show.
Right. Now, you know? Q-Sledge is saying that we should put them in the swag bags. You know, that's $30 a person. You know, no one pays $30 for a listener except for, you know, cocktails and cream bus. But anyway, you know what? Since I acknowledged Q-Sledge in the chat room, it would be remiss if I did not point out that we are streaming live on Pride48.com. And a big hello to the chat room this evening. I don't know what, I just don't sound right in my ears here. I have a little bit of a cold.
You never sound right to me. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I would like to say hello to the chat room. Hello to Turniphead, to Crone, to the GFN General, who is AFK. Michael Fine, that would be the Good Humor Penguin. Icy Greg, it's all about me. Carrie Rose, Kathy Bacon, Nico, Plague Rack Mags. Pleased to meet you, Christian. Q-Sledge, Ramble Redhead, that Blue Jeans guy. Ant and Tom in Chicago. Hello to all of you. And hello to people who are listening who may not be in the chat room. Of course, if you would like to join us in the chat room, just head over to Pride48.com, which is under construction, but there's a link there to go to Pride48Live.com, and then you can follow the links to the chat room from there. A little bit of a detour. We're doing some construction, is all I'm trying to say. So, Adam,
I want you to put the little construction man from the little yellow sign, the animated GIF or GIF, however you want to say that, that they used to do like in the 90s of the guy with the shovel. You know, that's what you got to do when you have a website under construction. And then when you have a little icon for email, you got to do the little animated GIF for the mailbox opening and the little mail coming out of it
You know what? Just send me that and we'll put it up. We have got a shit ton of content to get through and only 53 minutes to do it in, because right after us here on Pride 48 is Greetings from Nowhere. They'll be streaming live this evening.
You know, maybe we should do like the voice and like have like little snippets of what you'll see later in the episode every 5 fucking seconds.
Wait, maybe we should do that. Let's see, how would we? Yeah, you be Nicole, I'll be Christina. So it's like, oh, I'm going to say fuck. And then you just hold your ears and act really upset.
I'm a Christian. Right, don't say that to me.
See, we'll just record that and we'll just play that coming up on Greetings from Nowhere. Fuck.
I get so irritated with the voice. I'm telling you, they literally, it's like a 10-minute show.
Literally? Are you saying that because Christian is in our chat room? From Pleased to Meet You?
I don't know. I don't listen to other podcasts. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I love the voice, and I'm glad Christina's back, although I don't like, fuck you, whatever his name is.
CeeLo.
I can't remember.
His name is
CeeLo. I don't like him.
Do not like him.
But anyway, so... But I swear they must have, it must be like a 10 to 15 minute actual show. And then they start and end each segment
with what you just saw and what you're going to see.
Right.
But you know what? They do that on everything nowadays. It's like Project Runway. They've extended it to 90 minutes this year per episode of Project Runway. And that extra 30 minutes is just padding on either side of the commercial break. And those little fake things, because they're hip to the fact that we all like fast forward through the commercials. So they will put in like a 5-minute commercial block and then a 30-second something that has nothing to do with the episode, but it has to do with the contestants. So like them in their hotel room going like, oh, I like to masturbate watching the TV or something. You know, something that has nothing to do with the episode, but you stop it because it looks like the show. And then you're tricked into watching the next commercial.
Oh, yeah. I have seen. But yes, because that has happened to me. I'm forwarding and I'm, stop. And then it's like, you know, that happens on The Chew. I watch The Chew. It's on during the day. It's like the noon, whatever. It's a cooking show / you know, talk show.
Right.
And they'll have little commercials where The Chew people are advertising something. And they're on The Chew set. So you think they're back and you stop it and then...
The thing that the chat room is saying, actually, all about me, Marker Ed, is saying it's advertising during the show. And they're doing that a lot, like on Project Runway, where they have the challenge, but it's so deeply integrated into some kind of product. Designers, today you will be driving down the block in this Lexus QX9 6000, and the challenge is going to be based on the feeling that you've got from driving that 3 blocks. It's like they're just going so out of their way to stretch it to like somehow incorporate the product into it. It has nothing to do. It's not like it's a Lexus challenge other than they drove an Lexus vehicle for 3 blocks so that we can see them try to use the navigation system in it.
Well, they do that on American Idol now too. They have like everything they're driving around in the Ford or maybe it's a Chevy Volt, I don't know, something. And like every episode, they're showing them going around, like driving in this car. Anyway, yes.
By the way, you know what? On a previous show, I had mentioned that I really like Sater, but that I find a hard time, you know, I want to like his show more, but he just has no common interest with me. And now, as soon as I say that, this past episode, they did a whole big, huge segment on the TV. And I was like, I listened to the whole thing because I was like, oh, I like TV. But then they like did a little hockey thing right before it that I had to fast forward through. And then they did some like music.
You say that you think TV segments are really boring though? Because people are just like rehashing what you.
No.
Okay.
No, I said, what I said was, is that the that TV challenge thing that we were going to try to do is to predict which one was going to be, just sounded really boring.
Sleepy Hollow has already been renewed.
Yeah, I saw that. But this way. Wait, let me just finish saying this about the Satyr Sphere. So they did the little, you know, thing. And then I think what I'm going to do is I'm just, someone who knows musicals in the chat room, or if you're listening, if you want to email me some obscure musical title, something, you know, some foreign weird musical title. And what I'm going to do is every week I'm just going to call in and that will be my guess. It doesn't matter what they play. I'm just going to call in and go, oh, that's Der Lickens Balls by Spinkter. And then I just something.
Exactly.
But give me a real... Give me something real. Give me a real.
I like that one better. Der Lickens Balls.
Der Lickens
Ball
by Schwinkter. They're German. It's a German musical. Yeah, by Schwinkter. Speaking of other podcasts.
But wouldn't his co-host get mad at you for doing that and think that you hate straight women or something?
You know what? Cindy, by her own admissions, does not listen to any podcast. And it, from what, as far as I can tell, really hates the medium. So it doesn't matter. She wouldn't know. So,
okay.
Here's the thing that listening to other shows, which I am wont to do, and I picked up on this little thing, this little snippet here. I got this is how you basically crush people in a single sentence. Are you ready for this? This comes from Mark and Ed over at It's All About
I'm ready.
Me. Here we go.
But I have a new little Pride 48 crush.
Who? The Daniel Brewer?
No.
Did you hear that pause?
No.
Did you hear that pause? Here, let me just play that for you again. The relevant part of that again.
Daniel Brewer?
No.
You can hear him rolling his eyes. You can hear him rolling his eyes when he says that.
I get that.
No. See?
I get that, but what I hear is it's the tone in it. It's Daniel Brewer? No.
No. I know exactly.
No.
No.
Like, could you, what? Could you even imagine?
There's more, you know who he had the crush on?
No, I don't. No.
Curtis.
I don't even.
Curtis from Game Night, guys. Curtis. Who, by the way, cheats in Grand Theft Auto.
Curtis.
Pushed me off of a bridge. Killed
Curtis,
me.
Curtis, who has the show with David from
yeah.
Game Night, guys.
Yeah, David from Game Night, guys.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm just saying. David.
I have, and this is not to say anything about anybody in Pride 48, negative or positive.
Are you going
to
say something about
Daniel Brewer?
No.
I am at a disadvantage when it comes to Pride 48. I mean, luckily I've got mittens, and so I don't need anyone else, but I'm at a disadvantage because everyone at Pride 48 seems to like bears. And although I'm getting older, I'm not quite there yet.
Yes.
You know, so if I were single and wanted to find someone at Pride 48, I would be shit out of luck because, you know,
now,
they're going after.
All right. Now, I can't say anything because of client confidentiality here. So
client confidentiality.
I'm just saying, you know, there's some kind of priest. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying I know things. There were Pride 48s.
That I don't know?
There were Pride 48s before you met Mittens. Where I happen to know that you, in no way, shape, or form, had lonely evenings. So stop it with the whole, like, oh, no
stop
one,
it.
No one. Oh, I got that one here.
Stop it.
No one likes right. me.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
You're falling down on the job. I'm having to do your sound effects for you.
Whatever. All right. That was not the, so what I was going to say, I have here on the old Trello.
I don't think you've gotten to any of your topics yet. As
I
it
do
appears
too.
In
I
the
do
Trello.
Too. No, that's that Fallout all about me. That's that,
oh okay.
That's
I didn't
the,
know that.
But I have
okay.
a new little Pride 48 crush.
Who? The Daniel Brewer?
No.
Right, exactly. No. What I was going to say is, so on that same show, they were talking about Breaking Bad. This is their last episode of It's All About Me. They were. Talking
oh, you know,
about,
there was a an obituary for that dude in Arizona newspaper.
Yeah, and do you know who was responsible for that?
The It's All About Me group?
Well, they have a podcast group for Breaking Bad, and it was one of the members in that podcast group that actually ran the obituary. So yes, they are directly linked to that whole national story. But so they were doing the final wrap-up of, talking about their Breaking Bad party and the final episode of Breaking Bad. And it came to this point where they didn't want to give spoilers. Now, here's the thing. I'm tired of this. I'm really tired of this, and I just want to...
Spoiler alert!
I want to put this out there, all right? We are not alive... medium, right? Most people consume podcasts by downloading them. Now, yes, we are streaming out live here, but a fraction of the people that listen to us live compared to who actually downloads us, right? We have far more people that download podcasts and take the time to stream us live. So it's not like you're sneaking up on them and saying, you know, the Wicked Witch died, right? And he's like, you're not like, you know, like surprising.
Spoiler.
Them. You're not
hello?
Like surprising them with a spoiler. They, if you, long as you say ahead of time, you know what? I'm going to give some spoilers now. If you don't want to hear it, stop. Right? That's all you have to do.
Right.
But can we just say,
well, you need to give sufficient time for them
number
to
one. The number one show, though, and it's a week old. You know what? It actually was 2 weeks old by the time the podcast came out. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, the final episode of Breaking Bad, 2 weeks after it came out, then you don't care. Because it was in every newspaper. It was all over online. There was no possible way you could not know the ending. And you just live a stupid life of ignorance if you think that you can like protect yourself from ever knowing anything about it. It's like you gave up that option by not watching it within a day. I'm sorry. That's my view. I know it's very controversial, but that's my stand on the whole thing.
Well, you know, I do hate it when shows spoil things and maybe I wasn't paying attention or something and then they say something and I'm like, I didn't see it.
But what,
you know, or
what
whatever.
Time period do you ascribe to that? Like what time period is it before something becomes spoiler?
I don't know. But there was a radio show in Dallas that I listened to frequently, and he had a whole bit where they would go watch a movie, and the next day they would say everything that happened, you know, any right. cliffhanger, you know, kind of like Sixth Sense. By the way, spoiler, if anyone hasn't seen this, you know, he would go
see
Sixth Sense, and then like the day after he'd go, oh, by the way, Bruce Willis is dead the whole way through.
Right.
You know,
but,
or whatever.
But the Sixth Sense, I mean, I don't think we should be worrying about it now, though. So George in Atlanta says 24 hours after that is fair game. And I agree with that. You know what? I say 24 hours. Now, I will say for a TV show, 24 hours. For a movie, I'd give them maybe, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. But for a, you know, for a TV show, yeah, 24 hours. And as long as you say, you know what, I'm going to talk about this. And if you don't want to know, then turn it off. But I do have a funny, the reason I wanted to bring this up was when I was watching Breaking Bad, I was actually watching it while it was on, the final episode. And something happened.
You watched something live?
I know. That's how much I really wanted to see this. So but I wasn't really watching it live. I was watching it like 20 minutes delayed so that I could just fast forward through the commercials. So I got to the last commercial break.
Don't have Twitter playing.
I got to the last commercial break and for some reason I hit the remote wrong and it went to live.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it was right after the show. And all I heard was the guy on Talking Bad saying, Walter White is dead. Jesse's free. What are you? And I'm like, oh, dude.
Is that show on AMC?
What, Talking Bad?
Both of those
yes,
shows.
Yes, Breaking Bad.
Do they do that for every show? They have Walking Dead and Talking Dead.
Yes.
Breaking Bad and Talking Bad.
Right, they have Mad Men and Talking Men.
Talking Mad.
Talking Mad.
No.
Welcome to Talking Mad. We're very angry.
I was going to say, it would have been funnier if you'd have turned it on and it said, coming up on Breaking Bad, right. Walter dies.
Can we do that? Maybe we could do that. You know what? I have no life. Maybe I should do that. Maybe after every Pride 48 show that streams live, I should do a talking show.
Talking 48.
That's right. So like Greetings from Nowhere is tonight. I'll come back after. There was like Talking from Nowhere.
Right. You should.
I should do that.
Well, speaking of talking from nowhere, I just want to give one little, I know we are short on time and
no,
I only put
no,
one story
it's
in.
All right. Nothing. You know what? You take all the time you need. Oh. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I gotta answer this. Yes. Hello.
This is Kevin. Tom Clancy has died. Now I must go read.
This is Kevin. Tom Clancy has died. All right. So is that in the right? Was that met all of our criteria? We both agree
yes,
that Tom Clancy
is
indeed
famous.
Famous. All right. So
he wrote all the Dirk something
right.
novels. Dirk Pitt.
Right.
I wanted to say Dirk Diggler. I don't even know why. I don't think that was anyway.
Right. On the last 15 minutes of this show, they want to know in the chat room what's going to happen in the last 15 minutes of this show. Walter White will have died.
Well, I can tell you one thing that's going to happen. I'm going to order a stealth anatomical.
I'm very curious
innerwear.
To know because I have not seen you. Have you been measuring while I'm see you on video? I have not seen you measure.
No. Oh, you mean I got to? Oh, well,
custom,
maybe I won't.
They're
then.
Custom fitted for you know.
Oh yeah. Well, I need someone to volunteer to come over and measure me.
Well, I'm sure.
While I'm doing the show.
Mittens is in the other room. You can have him coming in.
Oh, that's true. He's Asian.
All right. Well, congratulations, Kevin. You are entered into the Celebrity Death Phone Contest. And remember, just a little side note here for those of you who would like to play along, is the Celebrity Death Phone running all year long until Pride 48 of next year. All you have to do is when a celebrity dies, be the first person to call in And I just went to our website. I didn't see that you had put the title of the last show.
And unlike yes. Daniel last year, I have a spreadsheet in front of me where I'm typing the winners feverishly.
Correct. And anyway,
and just to prove that,
yes,
we have RT Cruiser for some Australian chick.
Yes.
Turnip Head for Ed Norton.
Yes.
Carrie for Hiroshi
Yakebakaka
Mauchi.
Yes.
Joey for Gooch.
Yes.
Something or other.
Right.
And Kevin in Danbury for Tom Clancy. That brings us to a total of
$5. $5. Five whole dollars in the pot. You could get in on this amazing big dollar action yourself by calling 229-234-7587. Put it in your cell phone. Remember, when someone dies, make us your first call. Anyway,
and
so
you know, it was $250.10.
I know.
This last year. So if you guys want to get the pot up, you got to call.
Right. There you go. All right. So Adam, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
My weekend. Yes.
Yes.
So I just want to say this is how my Saturday went. We had chairs from the birthday party that we needed to return because there was another party going on Saturday and they needed the same chairs and tables. But every time I move something large, I have to borrow my parents' van.
Yes.
So I had arranged the night before. I'm like, hey, can I borrow your van? And my stepfather says, yes, I'm going to the airport, so you'll have to pick it up from there. We only live like 20 minutes from the airport.
Yes.
So we're in a hurry. We go to our restaurant of the week because we do that every week. We have a brunch somewhere. I don't even remember where. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So then we go to my parents' house because we have to get the key to the van.
Yes.
And then I realize, oh, shit, I didn't carry my keys with me because Mark was driving and my key to their house was on my keychain, which was in the house. So we had to drive all the way back over to the house, get the keys.
Yes.
Go back to my parents' house, get the key to the van. Drive 20 minutes out to the airport.
Yes.
I know this is exciting. Yes. I mean, don't even hold your breath or anything.
I've got a piece of paper. I'm tracing your route here on the piece of paper.
All right.
You've got me with rapt attention.
Moist cookies are coming next.
I know.
So get to the airport, get in the van, go to start the van. This is all I hear.
Really?
Right? And like 10 minutes I'm trying to do this because, well, I had to like run because I had forgotten my cell phone at home as well.
I have a sound effect of a car not starting. So wait, do that again. So it sounded like, go ahead and say it. Just say it and I'll
It sounded like this. Anyway, so it wouldn't start. I had also forgotten my cell phone. So I had to run because Mark was leaving in his car from the airport. I had to run and like chase him down.
Boyfie.
Yes, exactly.
Right, yes.
And we had to find other people. Then we were going to cook lasagna. I was going to cook lasagna for this party. Mm-hmm. So we find other people to pick up the chairs, but I said, we do not have time to cook now. I'll just go to Walmart and get a Stouffer's lasagna.
Yes.
Those are acceptable if you're in a pinch.
Sure.
And I'll do that. The box says an hour and 40 minutes. We had 2 hours before we had to be at the party.
Yes.
And I'm like, great, perfect timing. I put it in.
Yes.
An hour and 40 minutes later, open the oven. It is ice cold in the middle.
Yes.
Ice fucking cold. I don't know what's wrong because I talked to my mom later and she said that should have been plenty of time.
Yes.
Anyway.
Was the oven preheated?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so it took another hour to get the damn lasagna up to the temperature it has to be safe to eat.
Yes.
So then we go. Then later, we're having a good old time in the party. By the way, I had to do this like food eating contest. They had a weenie. We had already had all this food. Plus cake pops and cupcakes and everything else. And they decided, oh, perfect game for the guys would be you had to get in teams. And then each one of you has to eat a weenie, a chocolate covered pretzel and chug an entire beer after having eaten all this stuff. So I'm doing that. Well, we run out of beer. So we're going. Mark and I say, OK, we'll go get beer, whatever. So we go all the way. We get like 10 cases of beer at Walmart. Put it up on the thing, get all the way to the thing after waiting in line. He goes, oh, man, sorry, guys. We stopped selling alcohol 10 minutes ago. So the whole day just fucked up. And anyway, the next day I had to go with my mom back out because my stepdad said, just try to start the van one more time. She gets in the van, starts right up.
Starts up.
But I was vindicated because it was the key. He had a new key made and it was not a dealership key and it would not start the car.
Hold on a second. Yes, hello.
Adam, Daniel, hey, it's George in Atlanta. Just calling to let you know that author Tom Clancy has died.
Mm.
That's Tom Clancy, author.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yes.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, sorry. Kevin beat you to it. By the way, you have it down here as Kevin and Danbury. That's not Kevin and Danbury. That was Kevin, my ex-husband.
Kevin, my ex-husband?
No, my ex-husband, not your ex-husband.
Have we ever heard from that specific Kevin before?
Yes, it's Kevin from Bitter and Salty. It's Kevin from the old Zost podcast. He's a straight guy. I make a joke that he's my ex-husband. He's a straight guy.
Oh.
He's my ex-straight husband.
Is he the one that came to Pride 48
briefly this year?
Yes,
he showed up at Donna Sugar's show this year.
Oh, he didn't show up to our show.
No, he only showed up at ours. Oh, by the way, George in Atlanta refuses to believe that he missed this. I don't see the timestamp on this. So you control the Google Voice number, so I don't know.
I stopped doing the timestamps because it's too time consuming.
It's too time consuming. But you know what, George? You're not the only one. Let's see that missed it. Why isn't this working?
Well,
Yes, hello?
Hey, boys, this is Turner Ped calling the Celebrity Death Line. And I want to inform you that author Tom Clancy is dead.
Okay, so just to clarify, Kevin called on October 2nd at 9:23 a.m.
Yes.
And these are Central Time, I'm assuming, because that's where I am. And George called on October 2nd at 9:39 a.m.
Ooh, so like 5 minutes, right?
Basically.
Yeah.
And then Turniphead called on the same day at 10:36 a.m.
Right. Now, these are Central Time, right?
I think so.
Yeah, because I remember
voices.
Yeah, because I was already at work, so that would have been like 10:30 something. Yeah, because I remember Kevin messaged me at work on Google Hangouts and said, "I just called the death phone."
I assume that Google Voice tells me in my time zone,
yes,
which is Central Time.
It does. Excellent. Well, I'm so sorry, Turniphead, but thank you, George from Atlanta, from the George in Atlanta. What is George in Atlanta's website for his? Let's see. You know what? Oh, by the way, just as a side note, Pleased to Meet You has finally posted their Pride 48 show. So now, if you go to archive.pride48.com, it is absolutely complete. All the shows are listed on pride48.com. George in Atlanta, what is your website? Let's see. George. I never go there because it's on.
Is it radiogeorge.com? GeorgeInAtlanta.com?
RadioGeorge.com has to do with smooth jazz. I don't think that's him.
It's GeorgeInAtlanta.com.
GeorgeInAtlanta.com. So go over there. George.
Don't forget the www.
No, you can do that. You don't have to use the...
Well, he included it.
Right, it doesn't matter. You don't need it. I just did it without it. You can go over to GeorgeInAtlanta.com and check out George in Atlanta. And thank you very much. Turniphead. By the way, Turniphead can be heard on a little show called... Oh, shit, what's it called?
Live It Up.
No, that's not right. It's called Living Good or something like that. I don't know what it is. It's some show he does with Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone.
I wonder if Turniphead has made his way out of the nursing home and gone to the local post, as they call it.
The local post.
And mailed my package yet.
Mailed you your package. So it's all about you and your package is what you're trying to say.
Maybe he could send me one of those things, too.
You know what?
He's going to be mailing
you're
something anyway.
You're treading on some very light territory, some very thin ice here, I think. I don't know if you knew it or not. I know you don't listen to other shows a lot because, you know, you're very busy. But are you familiar with the Pod Cubs?
I am familiar with that. Well, I know they're the racist podcast.
They're not a racist podcast.
That's what I remember.
It's Romo and Blue.
They hate black people. I'm telling you.
Romo is a black person. They don't hate black people.
They hate... Well... We haven't proven that. I've never seen him with his clothes off.
Okay. I'm sure that he would be happy to send you some photos of that.
Have to measure to see if he's really black.
Maybe you could send him a complimentary, whatever that thing is called. I've already forgotten what it's called. What's it called?
Melon?
No, oh, the thing that we're our sponsor tonight.
I keep thinking ass stretcher.
Stealth
anatomical innerwear.
That's right. Maybe you should send him one and he could send you his. Anyway, it doesn't matter. This is what happened on the Pod Cubs this week is they latched on to us playing the sound of a porno and you called it a racist porno. And then they latched onto your melon video, which, you know, has gotten a lot of airplay. So This is,
I know.
This,
I did that like 10 years ago, and right. I've gotten so much press out of that.
Right. So they were talking.
Amazing.
They were talking,
I need to do another one.
They were talking about the melanin, so this is just the end of that. I won't play. If you want to go listen to Pod Cubs, you can hear the there. It was very funny, their whole thing on the melanin, because they were all watching it together. So you could just, you know, the blow by blow. So here's the ending part of that, which is pertinent to me because I need some help here. I don't understand what happened here. So this is the end of that whole discussion on the Pod Cubs. If it will play. Wrong one. Here.
He performed cantaloupe. Balingus.
Cantaloupe-a-lingus.
Cantaloupe-a-lingus?
Like an Amazonian disease or something.
I call dips in that word. Cantaloupe-a-lingus.
Cantaloupe-a-lingus is now owned by Blue, I guess. Blue owns the word cantaloupe-a-lingus. So you're not allowed to use it.
Okay.
It's cantalingus.
No. Yeah, but we're forgetting someone else in this equation because Daniel Brewer didn't defend us.
But yeah, I did.
Well, it was a joke at the moment. So, I mean, so do you want to go in on?
Thank you, Roma.
I mean,
thank you. No. Leave Daniel alone. Be nice to Daniel because yes. We will break his chili ring too.
All right. Someone tell me what the fuck that means. They will break my chili ring. I'm not sure I know what that means, and that it makes me a little bit frightened and slightly
chili ringtone
and slightly turned on at the same time. You know, he says, wait, let me just back that up just a little bit.
Break his chili ring too.
Wait.
Daniel, because we will break his chili ring too.
We'll break his chili ring too. I don't know what that is. I have no idea what that means.
No, me either.
You know, he was an innocent bystander this whole thing.
I was.
You know, innocent bystanders get triple deep all the time.
Triple deep all the time. And I don't know what that. I'm lost here in this. This must be Atlanta.
Triple deep has something to do with sticking things in Orify. I'm sure of that.
Let's see. Hold on.
Daniel.
Yes.
I thought we was tight. Now you're going to be. Around me and Dave's cock.
I'm getting yelled at by Blue.
And why is everything about Daniel? Even when I go and fuck a melon, it's about Daniel Brewer.
I'm just saying, well, because I'm pulling the sound clips and I'm the one that listens to these shows, not you.
Nothing
so.
Nothing I can do will draw attention to me. I could go out and fuck the Statue of Liberty tomorrow and it would be on Pod Cubs next week as something about Daniel. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find this. I'm sorry. I was saying. Let's see. I think it starts about right here.
He was an innocent bystander this whole thing.
You know, all innocent bystanders get triple deep all the time. Daniel, I thought we was tight. Now you're going to be. Around me and Dan's cock.
You know, tonight's show is just what Pride 48. What was that?
That was
Talk
live. That was live.
48
mix. That actually
is going to be
out pretty well. That's what.
This whole show that we're doing is like a pilot episode to Talk 48. Uh-huh. You know, we're just playing clips from other shows the whole time.
Right. Welcome to Talking Pod Cubs. Talking Cubs.
Talking 48 is what we said.
All right, catching up here in the chat room. Apparently, a chili ring is your anus. So,
okay.
And triple deep means three knuckles deep. I guess this whole thing is they were going to fuck me. I guess.
I guess so.
But you know, I have to wait a whole year for that. No. Maybe I should go to Atlanta. Maybe I should just fly down to Atlanta. And I
can, maybe so. Maybe you should.
Sounds like a fun weekend. Daddy Dave.
So when you told me we were going to talk about this, I thought they went into detail about talking about me and
they
the whole
did.
Thing.
There
was
a whole 20 minutes on you. You go listen to the damn show yourself. Oh, that's fun. I didn't know what that was. Hello? I have to hit play. I mean, I have to answer the phone.
Hello, everybody. This is David at Blue Jeans Guy calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
It looks like Tom Clancy is dead at 66. So that was for today, October 2nd, 2013. And you could say that the story is now over. Bye.
Oh, God.
Right, well, the story is over because he is a prolific author. Also, didn't he have something to do with some video games? Didn't they make some video games off some of his...
I don't know. Didn't he write Hunt for Red October?
I think so.
Or something.
I think so. All right. I'm sorry. I keep forgetting we're on a time schedule here tonight, but let's do this. the news.
I'm glad I got that right, because usually I get everything wrong.
By the way, did we thank Brian the Blue Jeans guy for calling on that? Thank you, Brian, for calling. Thank you, Brian the Blue Jeans guy, for calling on that. Yeah.
All right. I've got so many tabs open.
That's what she said. Oh,
I'm not even. I've got so many tabs open.
It doesn't even work.
Shit. All right, we'll read this one.
Gently extend the penis to full length.
They're known for being one of the most rancid-smelling animals and would seem to be the most unlikely of pets.
Wait, wait, you mean...
Daniel Brewer?
No.
But Deborah Cipriani keeps 50 of the animals in her own home. They are given free reign of the 5-bedroom house, even sleeping on Deborah's bed.
Yes.
The 55-year-old from North Ridgeville, Ohio, runs America's only rescue center for domesticated skunks. Deborah, who is a customer service worker, said, quote, "A lot of people think we're weird to like pet skunks, and they always say..."
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I would like to add myself to that number of people that thinks they're weird for liking pet skunks.
"Why do you want a pet skunk?" And I ask them, "Why do you want a pet dog?" It's the same reason. Skunks can be lovable, devoted animals.
Can I give you a confession?
Sure.
When I was a young gay child, because, you know, I was pretty much born gay, but when I was a young gay impressionable child, I used to have a crush on Chris, the youngest son in the Partridge Family. Now, at the time, I was his age, so, you know, that's not weird. But there was an episode where they, like, got hit by a skunk. A skunk got on the Partridge Family bus, and it sprayed down the bus and everything. And they all had to take a bath in tomato sauce. And I got to see young Chris with his shirt off in the tub. That was like my earliest, like, you know, weird sexual, like, feeling memory that I have from the Partridge Family. How random is that? It has to do with skunks. I've got a little chubby here right now. Just thinking about that.
All right. You know, it's funny because these skunks, I didn't know that skunks came in multiple different colors, but there are white ones, there are tan ones, there are black ones.
Now, you know, that is racist that you would not know that skunks came in different colors.
The only ones I've ever seen are black with a white stripe. Anyway, she added, I have a lot of skunks in the house. They've all got different personalities. Some are nice, some are not. Some want to sleep on the bed, some don't. But no matter what the issue is, we treat them all like family. Deborah, who lives with her partner, Kevin, who's 51, bought her first skunk in 2000 to help her through the death of her mother.
Well, of course, because, you know, we're coming up on a year anniversary of my dad's death. And I was thinking to myself the other day, I should get a skunk to help me.
You should.
To help me cope with that.
Anyway, since then, she's become so attached to the animals that she's dedicated her life to caring for them, getting up at 4:30 every morning to make sure they're all fed in time. Because as you know, if you don't feed them at a certain time, they turn into little gremlins.
Right.
She said, I have to get up early to start the daily routine of feeding and cleaning every single skunk in the house. That takes about 3 hours.
Jesus. So yeah, it takes 3 hours to call
and
on?
There are all these pictures of... It is so hilarious. Okay, you guys have to look for this story because there are all these photos of her... feeding the skunks, and they look like little cats or dogs, like sitting there begging for food.
Of course they do, because they're skunks.
Anyway, it's hilarious. Okay. So this story starts out weird, but it's Huffington Post, so whatever. In his defense, that toaster gives good bread. Ha ha ha. Anyway, an unidentified London man is nursing his knob after firefighters had to extract his penis from a toaster.
Wait, did he have to...
Gently press 1/2 inch into the fat pad toward the pubic bone.
Yes.
He thought they meant gently press it into the toaster.
Right, he was measuring.
He was
for that
measuring
thing.
Himself for a stealth innerwear. Right. Anatomical innerwear. And he, you know, figured, you know what? I know that this toaster is 5 inches deep. I should put my flaccid penis.
It's unclear how the gentleman got it in there, but London's bravest were there
to
butter his bread.
It's unclear how he got it in there? Really? Really? Wouldn't it kind of, like, didn't he put it there? I mean, he's like, is the guy, like, trying to say, like, you know, I was just walking in the kitchen. And the next thing I know,
there was a toaster on my penis.
There was a toaster on my, I don't know how it got there. I have no idea. I'm sure this happens all the time to people.
Okay, jokes aside, Daniel, London appears to have a penis problem.
The town or just the guy?
London, the town. MSN reports that firefighters in the same area have dealt with too many lodged members over the past 3 years. I don't know whether it's the 50 Shades effect, but the number of incidents involving items like handcuffs seems to have gone up, London firefighter Dave Brown said. Firefighters didn't say when the incident occurred, but they released the story in an attempt to stop people from having sex with their appliances or getting into other kinds of embarrassing trouble that diverts resources from emergency services. So according to the Mirror, crews have responded to, in the last 3 years, 18 incidents involving children with their heads stuck in potties or toilet seats, 5 incidents involving people's hands being stuck in shredders, 79 incidents involving people being trapped in handcuffs, 9 instances of men with rings stuck on their penises, 4 incidents where people had their hands stuck in blenders, and a partridge in a pear tree. No. And 17 incidents involving children with their fingers stuck in toys, including one with Lego.
Wait.
Stuck on his finger.
Are you a straight man who needs a little attention to your penis? Please. Use Craigslist. Thousands of gay men are available to suck your dick at any time of the day or night.
For only $3.99 a minute.
I don't know.
You can talk to one of our professionals.
The proper
That's
shaft
it.
Measurement is taken at the edge of the gland's ridge.
The chat room would like for you to post a link to it, and when they say it, I'm sure they don't mean
Daniel Brewer.
No.
Exactly.
Do they mean the skunk story or the
I don't know.
I'll work on that, guys. I closed the tab and now I'll have to... but that's the news.
Oh, you know, and I just realized that I am not ready. I have all this other product. I went and cut things today from shows.
That's the
I pulled
toaster
clips.
One.
I pulled clips of shows today, and then I didn't pull out the happy birthday stuff. So let me find the happy birthday thing. We'll go with Aaron tonight for Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad. How's that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you.
Excellent. So who we got on our big birthday? Oh, I guess.
Time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Okay. This is Bye Bye Miss American Pie.
That I could make those people dance.
By annoying 70s guy. I don't know that this is very loud.
But February made me shiver.
It's Bye Bye Miss American Pie, right?
Yes, it is.
By,
is it still really loud for you?
No, it's fine now. By I looked at the chat room. It's Don McLean.
I can't remember.
Okay, it is Don McLean. And Don McLean is how old is he? 68 years old.
68 years old.
All right, here's the next one.
Next one. Oh, this is Deep Space Nine?
Yes, it is Deep Space Nine.
So let's see. By the way, right here in the opening credits, I'm not seeing the video on your screen, but right here in the opening credits, way too much time between the ship and the space station. It's just like a whole bunch of black space. Anyway, I'm going to okay. go with, is it Avery Brooks?
It is Avery Brooks.
Avery Brooks. That would be
Good
Commander
job.
Commander, and later Captain Sisko. He's no Jake Sisko, whose name I can't remember. But
yeah, Avery Brooks is 65 years old.
And George in Atlanta guest Betty White.
No. You know, when Betty White dies, we will get an outpouring of celebrity death phone calls.
I would just like to say this now. When Betty White dies, I think George in Atlanta should automatically win that one.
Maybe.
He's been predicting it for years.
Okay, so here's the next one.
Yes.
Maybe.
Baby squirrel use a sexy motherfucker.
Give me your attention, baby.
Attention, baby.
I gotta tell you a little something about yourself.
You're going to embarrass me here because this is clearly something new.
Oh. It is. Well, kind of. It's a newer artist.
It sounds like Rod Stewart. It is not Rod Stewart. So
okay, wait. Before you look at the chat room.
I will not look at the chat room.
I'll play one more thing.
I have shunned the chat room. I have put a window over it. Yes?
One more thing.
Yes. 1, 2. That's all I get?
Hold on.
Now, is this, are they a judge on The Voice?
No.
Because it kind of sounds like Adam from...
Adam Levine?
Levine? Yeah.
No, it's not Adam Levine.
I do not know.
The chat room has it.
I have it covered up. I will go back to the chat room. It's Hawk from Spencer for Hire.
No. It's Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. See, I don't know.
He's good. He's got catchy songs.
I like that song. It sounds good.
You should look up Bruno Mars. I don't know what his most recent one. He also has another one called Treasure. That's also really good. Maybe I played that one, actually. Anyway, I don't know the names of his songs.
Jesus
anyway,
Christ.
Bruno Mars, yes. He's been really popular here recently, is 28 years old.
28 years old. So there you go. That's why I didn't know.
And we have one last one.
One last one.
Yep.
This is it's Tony Braxton, but I don't know the name of the song. It's I guess the game is not to know the song. The game is to know whose birthday it is. It's Tony Braxton.
You know, I was going to tell you that I was going to really impress people, and I was going to say she was the original Belle in the Broadway version of Beauty and the Beast. So take that, Joey Bukkake.
Maybe I should. What was Belle's big song in Beauty and the Beast? Maybe that should be what I call in the Satyr Sphere every week with.
Right, maybe so. I don't know. Be my guest. See, I don't think that was Belle, actually. I think that was the maid or something. But anyway.
All right, those are our birthdays.
Yeah, Toni Braxton is, yes. You want to know how old she is?
Yes, please do. Yes.
She is 46 years old.
46 years old. There we go.
And those are our birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Avery. Happy birthday to you.
So yeah, I found an Avery on the list. Oh dear God, we have another phone call here. Let's just go to that right now, shall we? Hello. Oh, wait, I keep doing that.
Hey, Dubious Intent, this is Jimmy Barrett. Just wanted to call into the celebrity death pool. It appears that Tom Clancy has died at the age of 66.
He has.
Too bad. Good author.
That was Jimmy Bear. Thank you so much, Jimmy Bear, for calling. We really, really do appreciate that. Have we heard from Jimmy Bear before? I don't know if we had or not. Jimmy Bear may be a first-time celebrity death phone caller.
I think he is a podcast listener or caller or something, but I don't know that he has ever... The name sounds familiar. Jimmy Bear sounds familiar for some reason.
Oh, got another one here. Let's see. Let's go to this one. Hello? Wow, the internet's slow. Just like, what the hell?
Hi, Daniel and Adam. This is Derek. I was calling for the celebrity death line.
Yes.
To let you know that famous author of mystery of a...
Yes.
And I screwed it up. I'm
yes.
Tom Clancy's dead.
By the way, that's,
is that
my,
your
that's
nephew?
My nephew, Derek.
That's what I thought.
Yes, that's my nephew, Derek. So... being so eloquent, so elegant and elegant.
Mystery writer. No, not really mystery. Well, maybe mystery. Yes. More like action, spy, thriller sort of.
You know, I've heard him described by someone once as being very virulent. He is.
Virulent.
He's very virulent. Anyway, let's do this.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret.
Contact. Let's make contact. 3, 2, 1.
Excellent. We have content.
We did have one email that I forgot to put in the...
Is it Kathy's? Because I put that one there.
Yes.
Well, that's the one I put there. Thank goodness I put it there. Thank goodness I was on top of these things today. Let's see. Here's our email. And this, again, this is kind of like that chili pepper thing. Or the chili... What the fuck was it? Chili...
What? He performed...
Do you want to go in on... I mean...
No. Leave Daniel alone. Daniel, be nice to Daniel, because we will break his chili ring, too.
Chili ring. Yeah. This is another one of those chili ring things. I'm not really sure that I... This is a screenshot that Kathy Bacon has sent us of a Twitter conversation. I don't understand what it means. It just says, Adam, you were right.
So what happened was, I had said that you don't respond to contact anywhere else but Google Plus.
I said that's not true.
And so they put something in Twitter and said at Daniel Brewer.
Yes.
And then her thing was, see, Adam, you were right, because you did not respond to that tweet.
Right, but in fairness, she spelled my name wrong, so I wouldn't have gotten to me anyway. Jesus, Kathy. All right, we don't have another email, but we do have one final voicemail that came in on the Celebrity Death Phone, but I'll spare you the ring, and I'll just go ahead and play the voicemail. Here we go. Shall we listen to it? I wonder who it is. I wonder who they're going to say died.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I'm calling the Celebrity Death Line.
Yes.
I just learned that Tom Clancy has died.
Yes.
Tom Clancy is a very well-known author.
Yes.
And I believe some of his books were even made into TV shows.
Yes, he was a well-known author. He's dead.
Like, ER maybe? I don't know.
Yes, yes, ER. This Tom Clancy's ER. That. Yes.
But Tom Clancy.
Michael Crichton.
Okay. Sorry, my son wants me to ask him if he's okay.
Oh my God! Yeah, no, he's not okay. He's dead. Oh, don't lie to you. Don't lie to your son.
Should be considered a celebrity. That is all.
Yes, we do consider him a celebrity. But you're
late. You didn't call first.
You know, Carrie, your son sounds. I want your son to call back.
Is he okay?
Yeah, I just
mommy
do
is
this
he okay?
If you're ever bored. Right. Or if he just won't leave you alone. Right. And you just need to just dial our number. Give it to him. Let him talk to us for, 5 or 10 minutes. It'll be great. I'd be happy to talk to him because we can, inform him of things,
When done properly, step one should not cause right. any pain from either the stretch or pressure of the ruler into the fat pad.
Right. Because nothing is worse than pain from going into the... I got nothing. That was our contact, so let's get out of that real quick.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. All right. We got 1 minute left, Adam. So, you know what? I don't know if you know this or not. Greetings from Nowhere is going to be right here on Pride 48.
That's what I hear.
Right after I wonder if
I hear they are.
You know who?
I think it'll be fabulous.
Do you know who their surprise guest will be tonight?
No, I don't.
Daniel Brewer?
No.
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 No. It will not be. I don't know why I'm saying they're probably not listening because they're probably sitting there hitting the thing or whatever.
Right.
So it really, you know what? Thank you so much, Stealth Anatomical Innerwear, for being our sponsor this evening. And I just got to say, if anyone, plans on going and getting one, if you go to stealthformen.com and use the checkout code DIPLUS or whatever, just make sure that when you are measuring it, that you don't, get caught wiping stuff onto your gooch. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
I had a perfect one involving Auntie Vera Charles and Gooch.
No, let's do that one.
But it's a...
No, let's do that one then. All right.
No,
let's do this one
now.
Because I see here in the chat, you said in our little private chat, it says, let me know when you want to end it, baby. You can point. I'm pointing.
Now I'm on the spot. Why do you always do that?
Because it's funny.
Daniel, the perfect way to get those... to get your pearly whites and to look younger, you could have
Yes. Yes.
Auntie Vera Charles is really the only one that can say this, and she always says the perfect way is by wiping stuff onto your gooch. Bastard.
DI Plus
is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You know, you can also get moist cookies that way.
Really?
I was
unaware of that.
You can.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm sorry we went a little over time there. So next week, we'll be back right here on Pride 48, Tuesday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Don't miss it.
Coming up in 30 seconds.
That's right. Coming up. Oh, fuck. Nate, you're play Nicole. And go,
oh my God, don't say that. I'm a Christian.
All right, good night, Chet.
Good night, David.